Nanu. Shazbat.
And come forward and have your soul cleansed in the joy to come. I've got some good news and some bad news. First, the bad news, this sucker's hot. But now the good news, tonight we'll be having a jacuzzi. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mindy, why are you mad at your coat?
Because my watch stopped.
Ah, and you suspect your coat.
No, no. My watch stopped and I got a ticket.
Oh, in Ark, when our watch stopped, we only get a warning and they take away Mickey's hands.
See, I was parked in this no parking after six zone with my Jeep, and I got back late because of this stupid watch. I got a $15 ticket.
Oh, that doesn't sound fair.
It's not.
Then don't pay the ticket. We're with you. Right on, Mama.
I've got to. It's the law.
Who made that law?
I don't know. The town council or something.
Who said they could do it?
Well, people that voted them into office.
What people?
You know, the people of Boulder. Dad, Grandma, me, you know.
Boy, that's stupid. You voted to give yourself a ticket.
Yeah, I guess indirectly I did, didn't I? See, in a democracy, everybody votes and then the majority wins.
Well, I vote we adopt Dolly Parton. Do I win?
No, with two people, you can't have a winner.
Oh, sounds like democracy will never replace bobbing for French fries.
Look, Mark, I'm not an authority on these things. If you have questions, you really should go out and ask other people and get other opinions.
May I ask you just one more question?
Sure.
Why didn't I win with one vote?
Well, that's because you need at least three people to vote. That way you've always got somebody to break the tie.
What if someone votes twice?
No, in a democracy, you can only vote once.
What a primitive system. On Ark, we have a much more sophisticated way. If someone wants to be president, we just say, sure, go ahead, it's cool. Grandma, Pops, still no luck, eh?
No.
Minnie, I finished my observations of the migration of the North American wino, which was easy because he didn't move very far. I can take you home now.
Oh, Mark, I can't. Susan Taylor invited me by her shop. She's going to have a makeup demonstration. And she wants me to be the model.
Oh, like the ones in Playboy.
Hi, my name is Candy. My hobbies are body surfing and neutron physics, and I hope to one day know the entire Los Angeles Rams.
She's only working from the chin up. Oh. Anyway, I'm going to get a new face.
A new face? Well, can I have your old one?
Listen, I'll see you at home later.
Ciao.
Bye, everybody.
One, two. We can play democracy. Come on, everybody's doing it. Do the vote. We've got three of us. We can vote on something.
But we have nothing to vote on.
Well, we can vote to adjourn then. All in favor, say ear.
That's I.
Oh, well, it's two. It's a majority. We win. Let's pack it in.
I don't want to play.
Oh, come on. We'll let you vote first. We have enough to break your majority. Republican.
Want to have some fun? You can file these classical albums. I'll be in back if you need me.
Well, let's see. Albums will be under A. That was easy. Not fun.
No, you don't understand. We don't fix cellos here. We sell them. This is a music store.
Ah, you keep cello.
Look, I know where you can get it fixed. What's wrong with it?
Nothing. That's why I think you could handle a job.
Well, look, if you change your mind, here's the address of the repair shop, and good luck.
Oh, very much thank you.
You're welcome.
Dobry день.
Nanu.
Oh, you speak English?
You speak lousy.
It's because I'm not from here around. I am from very far away. I'm alien.
Leaping lizard, so am I. Mork from Ork. Nanu.
Burke from Slavisgrad.
Slavisgrad, is that now Alpha Centauri?
No. Ork, is that near Minsk?
Oh, you got me by the shorts there. Unless that's the one with 8 moons. Where are you living now?
I do not yet find place to live. That's why I leave cello here. Sleeping in park is okay for me, but not for cello.
I know what it's like. It was pretty hard for me when I blew into town, too. Do you have to make reports of what you observe here?
Spy? No, I am a magician and student. I play in the sympathy. But I don't get first paycheck for a couple weeks.
You're lucky. I have to report back to this fat dude named Orson. He's the one that made me come here.
Oh, no one makes Sergei Khrushchev come here. I wanted to be part of this democracy, yeah.
You know about democracy?
Oh, yeah, I study this, mm-hmm.
Mindy and I are forming a democracy.
Leaping lizards, no faking?
Yes. And you could be a third so we can vote and I can ask you questions. Oh, you can come and live with us.
I don't want to make trouble on you.
Oh, no trouble. Mindy will be happy when she finds out about this.
Who is this Mindy?
Oh, she's the girl I live with.
Are you married?
No, but don't bother about it. Neither is she. Well, what do you think?
Holy moly, such beautiful apartment. Well, you must have big bucks, huh, Mork? Hey, I bet you're an American rock star, huh? Hey, do you have many pairs of Levi's, yeah? Hey, listen, do you know the Beach Boys? How about Chuck Berry?
Hey, long distance information. We need to pay this.
Who's your friend?
Mindy McConnell meets Sergei Khrushchev. Mindy, Sergei. Mind, Serg. Me, se, m.
Nano.
Oh, I see you spent some time with Mork here.
Oh, yes, he showed me so many things about your customs, you know.
Sergei, lighten up.
So what do you think? How do you like my new face?
Oh, what great country. You don't like face, you get a new one.
Same face, new paint job.
Yeah, I knew it knocked your socks off. What do you do?
Oh, I am student and cello player.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Sergei's going to be part of our democracy.
Oh, that's great. Listen, you're going to love living in this country.
No, I mean our democracy. Sergei's going to be our third so we can vote. He's going to live with us.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you for a moment?
I think we should vote on that. I vote no. What do you think, Sergei?
I'm with you, Mork.
2-1, you lose.
I want to talk to you.
Oh, just voting on that.
Now.
Oh, that's a different story.
Oh, please to excuse me. Where may I find laboratory, please, for me?
Oh, you mean the restroom. It's right through there.
Oh, a bed. I never saw a restroom where you could really rest. Well, it's America. Really out of state.
What have you done?
I got us a third for democracy.
You just can't invite anyone to come live here.
I know that. We'll vote on it.
Oh, no, we won't. I pay the rent and I say you can't stay.
Oh, I see. The one with the money controls the votes.
That's not it.
Mindy, you don't understand. You see, Sergei's sleeping outside on a bench and he's got a violin with a gland condition.
Lord, you can't just go and...
Mindy, I don't think our democracy is working too well. Let's have a dictatorship instead, okay? I'll be the tyrant and you'll be the peon. Huh? Can I be the tyrant? Can I be the tyrant? Come on now.
Now, this is a wonderful country. In Russia, I have to sleep with 11 brothers. But tonight, 3 in one bed is too much, I tell you.
Maman n'est pas mes hommes. Ok.
What are you doing down here in your pajamas?
Well, I slept in the guest room so Sergei could have the penthouse.
Can I talk to you for a minute about Sergei?
You asked for it, you've got it. I'm listening.
Look, Mark, Sergei seems like a nice guy, but you just... You just can't go inviting your friends to live here.
Well, you told me to go out and ask people questions.
Not questions like you want to come home and live with me.
Well, I get it. You feel left out. But you can ask one of your friends home. Then there'll be four of us. But then it wouldn't work. I guess democracy only works with odd numbers.
That's not the point. He's a stranger.
But I was a stranger and you brought me home.
Yeah, you're even stranger now. Anyway, that was a special case. You really needed help.
Well, Sergei needs our help.
You're right. Yes, he does. And you can help him find an apartment. Show him around Boulder. Make him feel like he belongs.
Oh, be sort of an extraterrestrial welcome wagon.
Yeah. I'll take some money out of my savings account and lend it to Sergei until he gets on his feet. And then he can pay me back whenever he can.
Oh, you know something, Mindy? You're a real werble.
Thanks. I think. Anyway, if you have any problems, you can reach me at the store. Okay?
Kato, there won't be any problem. We're like two fish out of water.
Yes, you are.
Dobre jutra.
Salve, partner.
You like Calvin movies too?
Oh, yes. Where I come from, we love all American movies. Have seen Citizen Kane, When the Wind is Leaving, in Front of On the Water. But my favorite is this Lonesome Ranger. I would give anything to meet Mr. Ranger.
Look, Kimasabe, something strange. Buckboard on its back. Hey, Tonto, you're right. 500 people tied up with dental floss.
Help me, masked man!
Help me, Lone Ranger. Where'd you get that ugly engine? Why are they not gagged, that Michigan nut?
Behind you! Varmints, look!
I don't have to show you no stinking varmints. Only the boys, amigos, on the left! And the left on the left! And the left! Well, let's show them, Tonto. Onward! Who was that masked man who stole my teeth? I need them for the bullet. Hello, Silver! Oh, 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 big fella. Oh, big fella, there. Sorry about that, big fella.
You should be TV star.
Oh, no, too much pressure and you have to get up too early.
Oh, everything going so wonderful for me. I have new friend, place to live.
Sergei, I have to talk to you about that. You see, Mindy says we only have room enough for two, and we have to find you a place of your own.
My own? You mean I can live alone if I want to?
Sure, why not?
Well, where I come from, no one lives alone. Sharing a room with 60 people is solitary confinement.
Must be a long line for the shower.
Shower? Oh, so many things to learn. So many new experiences for me. Disco dancing, dirt bikes, burritos, registering as an alien.
You have to register as an alien?
Oh, all aliens must do so by January.
I didn't know there were that many of us.
Oh, it's thousands, maybe millions.
That's no big deal, being an alien.
Oh, it's big deal if you don't register. It is the law. You must.
I wonder why Mindy didn't tell me that.
Is she alien?
No, Caucasian.
Well, then she wouldn't know. It is big law. You must do this.
Do you think they'll kick me off the planet?
I don't know if they would go that far. But they could arrest you.
I'm not supposed to get in trouble. Orson will be really TO'd.
I saw two men get picked up by the immigration authorities. They were aliens without proper identification.
Where do I get proper identification?
Immigration Bureau.
Oh, well, I better go to the Immigration Bureau. I'll leave Mindy a note.
Do you know where it is?
No, I haven't written it yet. Was
these people all aliens?
Well, they must be. They're here.
Excuse me. Are you from Romney 5? Oh, no second nose. I guess not.
Yes. I'm here to register. I'm an alien.
Fill this out and bring it back to me.
No sweat. Nanu, nanu.
Sergei, psst. Didn't even faze him when I told him I was an alien.
He sees hundreds of aliens every week.
Wait, Larson hears about this.
Whoa, check this out.
The 10 most popular people. Real nimnos.
Those are criminals.
Criminals, nimnos, they don't look too swift to me.
Whoa, this pen's on a leash.
What's wrong? Did you write a bad check? See, name? Mork. Easy, one down. Place of residence? Ork. Two down. Education? PS 1,000,006. Graduation date? Betty Lou Zombax. Residence? Mindy's house. And let's see, occupation? Observing your primitive planet and reporting back its customs to Orson.
Oh, hey, I can't answer this one. What should I do?
Oh, take these to that nice clerk over there.
Hey, oh.
Now, what do you want?
Oh, he told me to take it to the nice clerk, but since she's busy, I'll talk to you. If I can't answer this question, do I fail the exam?
This is an informational form. Even you couldn't fail it. Well, which question is it?
That one.
Have you had a recent vaccination?
No, but I'd like to go to Miami Beach and stay at the fountain below.
No. Vaccination, like when they stick you with a needle.
Oh, I get the point.
Where did you come from?
Over there.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. Where's your passport?
I give up. Where?
Don't you have a passport?
No. What's a passport?
Don't you have any identification?
Well, I have a mole right here.
How's that identification?
I don't think anyone else has one right here.
This is ridiculous.
I can show you the one on my right hip.
No, that won't be necessary. Now let me get this straight. You don't have a green card.
Right.
No passport.
Ditto.
No visa.
Right on.
No birth certificate.
Not even a note from home.
Legally, you don't exist.
Oh, you exaggerate. Therefore, I am.
Would you send the guard in here? You know, there are penalties for being an illegal alien.
I resent that. Even though my father was an eyedropper, he married Mom. He had to.
Bob, I think we'd better hang on to this guy and ask him a few questions.
Hi, Mark. Let's go home.
Miss, I'm sorry. But I'm afraid we're going to have to detain your friend.
I got your note. What is going on?
I have to register as an alien.
Oh, no. You don't understand.
No, you don't understand. I could be in big trouble.
I know. Now, what seems to be the problem here?
He's an alien. He doesn't have any identification. We've got to ask him a few questions.
Well, he's not an alien. Can I suggest a question?
Please.
Ask him where he's from.
Oh, from the planet Ork, you see. It's in the photosphere of the galaxy Melo Cartorius, near the black hole Leon.
Oh, I see. And how did you get here? Boat? Plane?
Flying egg.
I see. I always go by flying bacon myself.
Oh, the express, the sizzler.
Now tell him how you drink.
Oh, don't be a clone. You know that.
Yeah.
With my finger.
Okay. Guard, would you please escort this gentleman out to his flying egg? Would you put that desk back where it was?
No moisture.
Oh, this America is country on move.
Mindy, all these people are aliens.
I know.
Sergei, we're leaving.
Hello.
Hello.
Nanu, nanu.
I don't
don't get it.
What?
Why did Sergei call himself an alien if he never even been to the moon?
We call people who come here from other countries aliens.
Oh, that's strange. Everyone on Ork calls himself an Orkan. You humans subdivide yourself into different species. Russians, Americans, Protestants, Jews, game show hosts.
We do. I'm afraid that we haven't learned to live together very well yet.
Another thing I feel strange about is democracy.
Why?
Well, after Sergei got his apartment, he went out to get a driver's license, and because he was an alien, it took all day.
Oh, I think you're getting democracy mixed up with bureaucracy.
Oh, semantic confusion or rendered lips.
You see, democracy is the one man, one vote system, and bureaucracy is the most difficult way to get anything done.
Why do you have such an inefficient system?
Well, we've been working hard at it. Actually, we've been trying to streamline things, but that could take years.
Why?
Bureaucracy.
What are we doing, Mindy? Hey, what's happening, Mork?
No.
You look awfully chipper.
Oh, yes, I am happy because of this great democracy. Have place to live, have driver's license.
Didn't it take you all day to get it?
Oh, yes, that's what's so great about it, because where I come from, it would take 6 months.
Really?
Oh, yes, and if I fail, they make me date female Russian shot putter. Oh.
Well, Mork and I are really happy you're adjusting to everything so well.
Oh, very much thank you. I must leave now, but before I go, I want you to have something from me. This is some Russian caviar.
Oh, thanks, Sergei. I'm really sorry you can't stay for dinner.
Oh, no, I have to go back and check out my new dynamite pad.
До свидания, товарищ.
Hello?
Bye.
I don't understand it. Democracy didn't work with three people, didn't work with two people, but it works for Sergei and he lives all alone.
That's one of the good things about democracy. It protects the individual. And speaking of protection, I think next time you have any questions, you should ask me first.
I know, I'm a real nimble. You asked me to take a poll and I brought home a Russian.
That's caviar. Fish eggs.
Oh, return to mothership. Yeah, back on home. Row. How you like it?
No way.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Моровье чудно видит. Морк, calling Orson. Come in, comrade. Yeah?
That accent, it's Russian.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll slow it down.
Morc, calling Orson. Come in, comrade.
Just a report, Morc.
Sorry, your rotundity.
What's happening inside your head? Is your brain flaking?
Oh, no. This is what earthlings call snow. It's kind of like Martian lint bombs, only frozen.
Are they dangerous?
Oh, no. If you try and light their fuse, they turn to water.
What else have you observed?
Well, Earthlings have a custom called voting. It's so everyone can have a voice in democracy.
And they all vote?
No, only about half of them. The rest have political laryngitis.
Maybe they just don't like their leaders.
I think that's part of the problem. Too bad they don't have someone as well-rounded as you.
Is that another fat joke, Mork?
Oh, no, your obesity. I mean, we're lucky enough that we have someone like you that we can all stand behind. I mean, all of us, the entire planet.
That was a cheap shot, Mork.
Oh, rejection, heavy thigh. I mean, sigh. See you next week, your acreage. Nano, nano.